News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, folks, you got to hear this. We've got a new advertising team member here. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, heat being a key word for today, right? Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, serving both Huntsville and Madison and all surrounding areas. Vandy's literally is like your one-stop shop for all your HVAC repairs, gas or electric, doesn't matter. And they're open 6 days a week, so that time you need somebody, like on a Friday morning or a Saturday morning, I mean, they're there Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week. The guys at Vandy's, they're also not going to upsell you on things you don't need. In fact, they'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate before they do any work at all. Listen, Vandy's is an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. The James Vandergriff, the guy who owns it, is a veteran of Afghanistan himself, which I certainly appreciate. After serving his country, James is also now intent, though, on coming back home and serving his community with quality care and service for all of your HVAC needs. So here's the deal. Call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning today if you need somebody. 256-225-7311. I'll say it again. That's 256-225-7311. 7311 Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, and tell them you heard it on Right Side. All right, listen, I got a caller calling in. I think I got a lawyer who wants to lawyer with me for a minute. So Gary from Huntsville on line three, I'll take that call. Hey Gary, Phil Williams from Right Side, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm well, Phil, and you?
I'm doing good, sir. What can I do for you?
Good. I'm not a lawyer, but you guys discussed whether there was an insurrection last January, and of course the answer is no. We know that.
Right.
But the problem is that in the political world, the perception is that there was an insurrection. If you took a random poll of 1,000 people, some high number, some number is going to say, well, yeah, there was an insurrection, because that's what the liberals, that's what the Democrats and the media have put out there. Same thing.
Oh,
if
yeah.
You took a poll and said, did the Trump campaign collude with Russia? Way too many people are going to say yes. Follow-up question. Did anyone, or was anyone convicted in the collusion for colluding with Russia? Well, yeah, they're going to say. Yes, of course it was. Of course, the answer to all those questions is no. And
yeah.
So the problem is that the average American doesn't know the truth.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. Right now, perception is reality. That's why the Attorney General of the United States, the Vice President, and the President all came out and gave major speeches in the last 12 hours on this very topic, because they're trying to keep the narrative where they want it. You know, there's that old thing I say sometimes from that song by John Mayer, that when you own the information, you can bend it all you want. And that's what he's trying to do, is bend it. But and I'll be honest with you, Gary, I think conservatives have been pretty woeful at messaging our own stuff. We don't message ourselves very well too often.
That's very true. And of course, part of the problem, too, is that many conservatives aren't even conservatives. I mean, you can go down the list, Liz Cheney and some of those others. So many Republicans are not conservatives. And no, we've not done ourselves any favor. The Democrats and the liberals have always been better at messaging than we have been.
Well, and that's true.
That goes back 40 years.
Yeah, and it goes back to their playbook. I mean, the playbook by Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, dealt with messaging and making sure your story is the one in front. So, hey, Gary, great call, man. Thank you for that. Stay in the audience. We like having Right Side ruffians like you out there. All right, that was Gary from Huntsville talking about the – if you want to call in, by the way, I'll take it, 866-494-9866. That's 866-494-9866. Hey, by the way, keep an eye on the weather. It is a little rough out there tonight. I don't have any messages about school closures for tomorrow yet, but just stay in tune. And I got to tell you, by the way, too, before I run out of time, I have not told you yet about ZLA. ZLA Solutions is, I know those folks, and they are good at what they do. And look at what's happening right now in Alabama's economy. We have one of the best unemployment rates in the nation, which is about to talk about in my last few minutes of the show here on red state economies. But one of the reasons why we've got good things going on is because of, you know, the way Republicans have set up the state for business, which is good. But then we got companies out there like ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, what they do is they literally put people back to work. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got them posted right now all over Alabama, a lot of great paying jobs with benefits, many of them. But if you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce, they can help you by doing all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They'll square you away. They're good at what they do. I know them personally. I can speak from experience about who they are and what they mean. And ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. And that's the truth. ZLAUSA.com. All right. So listen, here's the deal. I'm going to spend a few minutes, unless somebody calls in and wants to talk for a minute, I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about red state economies. Number three on the triple dipper for the day, and I've burned through a lot of my time on other things, which were all good, by the way. But that sounded like bragging. I'm so sorry. But anyway, nonetheless, it was a good show. But I've got a few minutes here. Let me hit red state economies. Red state economies are surging way past blue states left and right. And there's a reason for that. The policies in place, the taxation levels in place, all of it makes a difference. You know, great things are happening. And look at, there are some great things happening in Alabama. There are things that need to change within our governance, and I agree with that. But there are some good things happening in our economy. Like, for instance, story right here off of CNBC. Yes, I did. I went to CNBC. CNBC has a story dated yesterday. Toyota has dethroned GM to become America's top-selling automaker in 2021. That is nothing but good for North Alabama with the Toyota Mazda plant, right? Absolutely. So Toyota dethrones GM. Well, you're looking at the fact that Toyota Mazda came to Alabama because we had set up red state policies. I say that as a general title. Red state policies that made Alabama what has been named as one of the top states for which to move your business. Property taxes are lower. We have tort reform was put in place in the legislature to make it to move it away from what used to be called tort hell in Alabama. We have incentive opportunities that bring them here, but then we also do them responsibly by putting what we call clawbacks into the contracts that say if you don't meet the marks you said you would, you have to pay the state back, and that keeps people accountable. It's all, I mean, literally, red state economics are working. And I'm going to play you a clip here in a minute, but I tell you what, let me do this. I want to respect the fact that I said call in, and I got somebody on line five that I think is going to talk back on the last segment about protests. So I'll go ahead and do that. Am I reading this right, Copper? This is Catman, is that right?
I believe so.
Okay, so Catman from Hartsell. Hey, Catman, Phil Williams on Right Side, how are you?
Oh, doing well. How about you?
I'm good, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, I was just wanting to make a comment or a question that why the conservative news outlets are not airing all of the protests, 24/7 of when Trump was elected and the liberals were protesting and rioting and destroying things and such. Just why are we not fighting fire with fire?
You know, it's a great question. I have seen some airing that. I think Newsmax had it up on today. So to remind people, yes, there were protests when Trump was inaugurated. It was not like a peaceful transition of power.
Down the line of BLM.
Oh, yeah. It was full-on break stuff kind of protests. And then on top of that, there's hardly anything being said about the level of rioting that went on last year, not the least of which was at the federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon. They were trying to destroy that courthouse, literally, day after day after day. Yeah. Catman, I have no good answer for you on that except to say, why not? They should. They're missing an opportunity. Maybe they're going to wait for the air to clear today and then try to correct the narrative tomorrow. I don't know. But then again, maybe they're just skipping it. I have no idea. Missed opportunity, though. You're right. All right. Hey, thanks, Catman. Appreciate the call. So, Copper, let's do this. You got clip three ready? I think you do. Highlight that for me if you're good to go on the board. Yes, you are good to go. Clip three. I got this off of a local, I mean, literally, as I was researching my segment for the day, one of the best clips that I found was literally off of a local TV station in, I think, Idaho of all places, talking about red states leading the economic recovery. I'll play a part of it before we go to a break. Go ahead, Copper, hit that.
The top 10 states for jobs recovered and low unemployment rates are led by Republican governors. Governor Little said one of the first things he did when COVID hit was cut spending.
Other states, they didn't do that. They continued spending and
why we're doing tax relief and tax cuts. Other states are in positions where they're probably going to have to increase taxes.
However, Democratic-led states are bringing up the rear in both categories. According to a Boise State University professor, a major factor is how states chose to respond to COVID.
The Republican policies have really focused on the idea of recovering economically, while Democratic policies have really engaged with the fact that we are still in the middle of this and that we need to mitigate its damage, right?
And when it comes to COVID recovery, blue states overall are doing much better than red states.
Maybe there are losses in jobs. Maybe the government is having to take care of people right now because they can't work, but you're also not seeing those situations where ICUs are being overrun, right?
Idaho ranks near the bottom in vaccination and positivity rates, but Governor Little says some of that is due to people in Democratic cities and states being more tolerable of big government policies.
We in the West, and particularly in Idaho, we're always individual liberty, individual responsibility, free enterprise, not government controlling things.
Fowler says geography also plays a factor, as densely populated cities and states
right,
are traditionally led by.
Go ahead, stop it there. So my point is this: it's not just me saying it. That's a story from Idaho, of all places. Idaho, which, by the way, is a beautiful state. If you've never been out there, it's absolutely a beautiful state. Wow, the terrain out there is incredible. But all that to say, even out in Idaho, they're saying and seeing exactly what I'm saying and seeing here, is that the policies being put in place by red states are leading the way on economics, not just in recovery. They were leading the way before the pandemic, but they're certainly leading the way in terms of, well, what the Washington Examiner calls right here in this article, crushing the blue states. Copper, go ahead and run us to that last break of the day. When we come back, I'll give you a little more on this. If you want to call in, I may have time for a call. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, winding up the day here, got to tell you real quickly before I do about etaxbreaks.com. They're changing their name. I'll have that for you here for too long, but etaxbreaks.com, nonetheless, is the same entity, the same folks who have been doing it for 23 years, who I know personally. They are wearing it out right now on finding money for their clients. You heard me. That's their job. They find you money. So basically, they look at your business. They decide, hey, here's where you put your business. Here's who you hired. Here's whether you stayed open during a pandemic. And yes, all those things and more could qualify you for tax refunds, tax credits, tax incentives, grants. It's crazy. They just find money for their clients, and they only get paid if they find you money. And like, I think it was July alone, they found $7 million for their clients in 1 month. So check them out. Etaxbreaks.com is the website. They got a special landing page just for our listeners, etaxbreaks.com/rightside. Hey, Copper, while I am talking here for a minute, if you would, please, would you log on to WAAY or one of the other locals and see if you see anything about school closures real quick?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, check on that real quick. I did get a note just now from a friend of mine who happens to serve on the Marshall County School Board, Marshall County being over there by Gunnersville and all that area. And Marshall County is going to e-learning for tomorrow. So that's already a done deal. So that one's on the board right now. And so if you're listening from the Gunnersville area and you are part of the Marshall County school system, your kids will be at home tomorrow logging in to do e-learning. Copper finds anything else, Copper, you just let me know if you got something else. In the meantime, let me just tell you this. I didn't have much time to really unpack the third part of my triple dipper, which is okay because we had other content, but it's a big deal. Red state economics. I got a story here from Wall Street Journal, dated just right out a month ago, December 2nd. So it'd be, a month and 4 days. And I want you to know I'm proud to say that Alabama is all over this list in a good way. It's called America's Two-Track Jobs Recovery. It's talking about the states that are recovering from the COVID pandemic shutdowns, whereas many states are not. I will just tell you this. Alabama is listed among the top 12 for unemployment rate. We're down to 3.1% as of a month ago. The labor force is growing in multiple states, all of which, by the way, have GOP governors and legislatures. Whereas, on the other hand, there are nine states that still have unemployment rates above 6%, all of which have Democratic governors: California, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, all of them. And then you have the fact that there's like 4 million what they call missing jobs. In other words, people never went back to work in certain places. And since February 2020, there's, 23 states with Democrat governors have 4 million missing jobs, whereas the GOP governor states, 27 of them, only have 1.3 million. That just shows you right there that we're looking at policies that are being put in place that are wearing out the economies in a bad way in blue states. Red state economics are working. Copper, what'd you find on the school list? Besides Marshall County, locally, what do you got?
Oh, yeah, I see a big, long list. Madison County does not look like it's going to virtual learning or close, but there's a whole lot else on here. We've got Gunnersville, Lawrence, Limestone, Morgan, all delayed or virtual learning tomorrow.
All right, folks, check those ads, check those spaces on the online for your school system. Be careful on those roads. Great day today. Coming up tomorrow, we got another great show. Copper and I back here at 2 o'clock. I think we're going to have Mike Durant call in around 3:30. Up next, the great one, Mark Levin. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be back tomorrow. Have a great night.